The Board of Governors of the International Atomic Energy Agency is set to vote on a draft resolution on Iran's nuclear program. If passed, the resolution will end a probe into Iran's past nuclear activities. The issue was a source of dispute between Iran and the West. A seven-day ceasefire comes into force in Yemen as UN brokered peace talks get underway in Switzerland. UN Special Envoy Ismail Sheikh Ahmed has confirmed that the truce is now in place. Delegations from Yemen's Saudi-backed former government, as well as the Ansarullah movement, are in Geneva for the negotiations. Nigeria's army has confirmed the arrest of top Shia cleric Sheikh Ibrahim al-Zakzaki in the wake of a deadly attack on Shia Muslims in the northern city of Zaria. A photo circulating on social media shows Zakzaki was seriously wounded. The army says his wife is also in custody. More than 214 Iranian parliamentarians have strongly denounced the recent killings of Shia Muslims in Nigeria's Zaria. The lawmakers blamed the Nigerian government's imprudence for the crimes, calling for a probe into the incident. They also demanded the prosecution of those behind the deadly attacks. A rally has been staged in London in condemnation of the Nigerian army's indiscriminate killings of Shia Muslims during a raid in Zaria. The solidarity march was organized outside the Nigerian embassy in the British capital. UN officials have criticized any blatant manifestation of hatred and intolerance by public figures, particularly against Muslims. In a joint statement, two top UN advisors said that linking extremist attacks to a specific population has resulted in discrimination and targeting of Muslims. Now, the U.S. says it hopes to find common ground with Russia over the Syria peace plan. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry made the remarks during a meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Moscow. Kerry said Washington and Moscow both agree that the ISIO is a threat to the world. A new study shows that at least 374 American children have lost their lives in gun-related violence since the beginning of 2013. The data was collected from Centers for Disease Control as well as an NGO called Gun Violence Archive. Accidental deaths or suicides were not counted in the survey.